Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
If your child takes the bus, and I'm talking whether they are in high school or middle school or elementary school, if they take the bus to school and even on field trips, are they belted in? Are the buses safe? What about some of the social aspects that go on the bus as well? My guest is Dr. Phyllis Agron. She's professor of emeritus at the University of California, Irvine School of Medicine. Dr. Agron, speak about bus safety. Is there some national safety plan for school buses? Do they even have seatbelts now?
Well, we've been in that battle for probably 10 or 20 years. When school buses were designed 30 years ago, before we had seat belts and lap shoulder belts in our cars, they designed them with a concept called compartmentalization, which is a high-backed seat, closely spaced and padded, no seat belts. And that was the state of the art. This method of occupant protection called compartmentalization is basically a dinosaur. We have seat belts in motor vehicles, and it's a big push to get them in school buses as well. A number of states across the country, my own included, which is California, require that newly manufactured school buses have seat belts, you know, three-point seat belts, so that children can wear and should wear their belts on the bus seat. And children going to preschool who are too old to be in seat belts can have their car seats and their booster seats fastened into the bus seat. So, yes, one of the most important occupant protection methods is using the seat belt. And if it's not available, push in your school district and your state at your state to require all newly manufactured buses to have lap shoulder belts.
Now, what about the drivers, Dr. Agron? I mean, as a parent, we don't really get to interview the drivers. We don't really get to, but I remember in high school horror stories about the drivers. What do we, and then there's, on the driver's side, there was recent stories about bullying. The drivers were getting bullied. You know, do we as parents get involved in who drives the bus?
Well, you don't, but you should. We, the American Academy of Pediatrics, has online a school bus safety policy statement, which you can access at no charge. And we stipulate certain requirements for school bus drivers, that they pass certain requirements, that they have a background check. And as a parent, you're certainly entitled to ask about the school bus drivers. If it's a contract service, in other words, if your school does not own the buses, but they contract with a company, you have every right to say what certification does your school bus driver go through and how is that driver reassessed. You know, another thing, kids on the bus, they observe how the driver is driving, and if any of your kids report to you that the driver sped up or wasn't watching or was on a cell phone or texting, you know, I would encourage your children to tell you and to tell the teachers. So I think we have to be vigilant. Can we cover every contingency? No. But can we assure that we have the very best, most conscientious, safest drivers driving our kids? I think we can begin to ask those questions.
Because, I mean, typically I would feel safe with my kid in a big old bus because, you know, even if the bus gets hit by another car, they're big and huge, but it'd be the driver. I mean, that's somebody else driving your kid. Now, you know, so that's to me kind of like one of the bigger concerns. Is this driver alert? Are they focused? Are they not talking right on the phone? Just like getting in a cab.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. And getting, you know, parents need to get involved and ask the questions. But you mentioned the big old school bus. Your kids are probably okay. Well, don't count on it because, actually, there have been non-crash events where a school bus just suddenly stopped or went over a bridge, and because there were no seat belts on that school bus, kids were flying around the car, the bus and get injured. So really, we want seat belts on buses, and we want competent drivers that go through criminal or background checks and competency checks. And we want to know if a driver isn't doing his or her job. You know, the other idea is to encourage monitors on the bus.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about that, you know, that there should be another adult monitor to watch the kids, to deal with the bullying issues. You know, and in defense of our school bus drivers, they're not only required to drive, but they're multitasking. They're the nurse, they're the paramedic, they're the mediator. They have to make sure all the kids are in their seats. So they're doing a lot. Having another adult in the car might decrease them having to multitask.
Having another adult is a great idea. And what about cameras in the bus?
That's an option. Actually, Mike Wallace in 1964, and you can Google it, reported on a school bus crash, I think in Indiana. There happened to be a camera on the bus, and the bus went over just a wooden bridge, and it showed kids flying about the compartment and being injured. So video cameras, sure, everyone's more on guard when they're video cameras.
Absolutely, they are. Now, how about the social aspects, Dr. Agron? As a pediatrician, the social aspects of the bus can be both good independence or kind of bad if your child doesn't have somebody to sit with every day, or they're the kid that doesn't get to sit, you know, nobody wants them to. How do you deal with the social aspects of the bus, getting your kids kind of acclimated to it? And what, you know, what if your kid comes home and says there's problems on the bus?
Well, I think if that's the case, I think it's incumbent upon the parent and the teachers who help kids get on the bus and the school bus driver to ask those kinds of questions. You know, your kids can tell you if other kids are bullied. You can ask them who they sat with. You know, they're a good source of information, and kids usually don't lie. And talk to the teachers. So it's really important, you know, and it's the lessons of life, not just on a school bus, that you treat other people like you want to be treated. And these kinds of things happen on the schoolyard and the classroom. So it's really staying in touch with your kid and the teacher and even the school bus driver. You know, did your kid do okay? Was he afraid? Did he get off the bus safely? Things of this sort. I think we all have to be proactive because we want to assure the health and wellness of our children.
We certainly do. And, you know, socially, I think, you know, you've seen in movies, Forrest Gump and movies like that, where nobody will let them sit. So we do have to, I think, communicate with our children and make sure that they tell us what's going on the bus and even into high school, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It happens at all levels. It's simply asking your child, how was the bus ride home? Who did you sit with? What happened? You know, and as you said, communication.
Well, and I think even in high school, that's sort of a great starting point to talking, middle school and high school, to talking to your kids if they take the bus. You know, how was the bus ride today?
Right.
Anything happen on the bus? Because, I mean, a lot happens on those buses. That's where kids are feel free to, you know, say what they're not. Yeah, they're not in class. So,
right.
You know, I think it's a good opening point for discussion with kids.
Sure. And parents learn how to probe. You know, if you don't hear, you ask your kid's friend, ask the teacher, ask the bus driver.
Now, do we do seatbelts on buses for high school kids as well?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's anybody on a bus.
Absolutely.
And now what is kind of wrap this up in the last minute for us, Dr. Agron, what is sort of on the horizon? Are we going to see seatbelts on all these buses?
Well, hopefully we should. The National Transportation Traffic Administration some years ago recommended that all newly manufactured seatbelts have lap shoulder belts. Each state is responsible for passing laws to implement that. We have a lot of work to do, but we've moved forward and we're going to see more lap shoulder belts. But as parents, and as pediatricians and as community advocates, we have to push for this.
And is there some place that you can recommend people go to sort of get involved in that?
Absolutely. I would start with your school, your city council, your state legislature, any of those entities, and the local chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. We're all for belts on buses.
Always a good place to go. That would be AAP.org or their consumer-friendly website for information, healthychildren.org. Our namesake right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole for Healthy Children. Stay well.